morning, this is Sherry.
Hey Sherry, is Kurt around?
Hello.
Hey, Kurt, how's it going? Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good. Good.
That's good. Hey, looks like you called in a couple months ago and were inquiring about maybe some capital and possibly bringing on some new equipment over there. Looks like you might were looking to increase the supply and get some more popcorn over there for the popcorn store.
Yeah.
All right.
That was
well,
Yeah.
Okay. How are things going over there? How's the summer been for you?
Oh, July was pretty slow, but we're going to different shows, so we're moving some popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Well, right on. Were you still looking to bring on a little bit more popcorn here for the end of the year and whatnot?
Yeah, but I suppose you got to do another hard credit check or something, huh?
Oh, Mac.
Do anything.
Actually, we don't do a hard pull over here, just a soft pull, so we're only checking from Experian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't ding you.
Give me a second. I'll talk to my wife and see once.
Okay. Well, while I have you here, are you busy over there now? You got have a second to chat?
Well, yeah, pretty busy right now.
Okay.
We don't... if it's going to hurt our credit by making another hard pull or anything, I don't know if we want to do it.
No, I can assure you that won't be the case at all here. You know, we just, like I said, we just run pull from Experian, so it won't be, it doesn't ding you, just since we're only doing a soft pull there, not pulling from all three. What equipment were you looking at possibly bringing on there?
Well, we were looking at possibly, we need more money so we can buy more popcorn and different seasonings and different things like that. To, you know, we make gourmet popcorn, so we need a lot of the different sugars and mixes that we use and all that. So that's some of it. But how much do you guys typically loan out or what?
Well, we actually do have you pre-approved for probably around $250,000 or so, for both equipment and capital.
Oh, I didn't realize you had it that pre-approved at that amount. Oh, okay.
What were you? How much does all the your popcorn? I'm sorry, supplies usually run you there.
If you get in a lot at one time, it can be as high as $10,000 to $15,000. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
it's
pretty big chunk of change right there.
And then we were down the road looking at possibly a $10,000 printer that prints the labels up. And then there's a bag sacking machine. I think they're right at about $15,000. So, you know, I don't know what you guys can help us out with, I guess. You'd have to... you know, run a check and find out, I guess, you know.
Okay, yeah, of
That's
course.
I can tell you, you know.
Well, no worries. Do you guys, sounds like you probably have a typical vendor you normally go through for the popcorn and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, and who is that?
Well, we buy our popcorn out of Morrison Farms out of Royal, Nebraska. That's where we get our popcorn from. And then a lot of our supplies we get from various ones. I know my wife gets the seasonings from one supplier, and then our popcorn oil and stuff we get from another supplier. So it varies. We have probably about 10 different suppliers where we get all our stuff from. So
okay, sweet. Well, that sounds like it's working out pretty well for you guys over there.
Before we do anything, we want to know how much we're going to be pre-approved for equipment and supplies, I guess. That's That's the bottom line, you know, I guess.
Of course, so you can kind of just know how much we can help you out with.
We need to choose and pick and to help us out, yeah.
Gotcha. Then you can kind of go around and be able to pick up all your materials and supplies and kind of not have to worry about too much on the financing in there. I understand that completely. Okay, cool. And then how much you pay for all the supplies up front and whatnot, how much return do you usually see on that?
Well, in the popcorn industry, you're supposed to get between 50 to 70% return, you know.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good return.
Can't say that always works that way, you know, because you have specials on it and this and that. So that's what the industry says, like between 50 and 70 or sometimes as high as 80%. Yeah, so it varies, you know. So.
Yeah, no, that seems like a pretty good industry there, especially with that kind of, you know, return. It seems like you probably see a pretty good amount of cash sometimes in the busier times of the season. Do you guys have like a normal time that's really just swamped over there for you guys, where you guys are just bringing in?
Well, we came from a show over in Nebraska and did pretty good. We go to different vendor, like craft shows, vendor shows, different things like that, you know.
Okay. Right on. How long you guys been doing that?
Well, we've only been open since, 4 months we've been open with the popcorn store, but my wife, you know, Soak Up Enterprise, been in business for over 30-some years with her auctioneering service and her house cleaning service. So we ran it under my wife, Soak Up Enterprises. So.
Oh, well, that's pretty beneficial there for you, you know, being that they've been around for, you know, some time there. You guys seem like you got a few good businesses over there you guys got running and bringing you some money.
This is the third one, so we have three businesses all together, yep.
Three all together, okay. And who do you guys bank with?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo? Yeah. You guys have a pretty good relationship with them over there?
Well, I don't know. I don't like them myself, but my wife's been with them for years.
Okay.
Especially when you hear what happened on the news lately, they got fined by the government and stuff, so it kind of makes you wonder.
Yeah, that was a big old fiasco there. I heard all about that. So pretty crazy how that kind of stuff can happen there. And then, did you have like a deadline on when you needed all these supplies?
Well, we'd like first find out if you guys can even help us, I guess. Otherwise, we'll, you know, see once if you can help us. If you can't, then, you know, I guess then you can't, so.
Of course. Alrighty, well, we can definitely get you, you know, from the looks of it, we should be able to get you set up on, you know, all that popcorn, the seasonings and all that. And we can also check out getting you that set up for the printer and the sacking machine as well, too. But just to have a better idea here while I have you on the phone, what's your guys' gross annual sales over there for, I guess, Soak Up Enterprises altogether?
What's our gross annual sales for Soak Up Enterprise, would you say, Harry? Yeah, it's way over 100,000, but it's over 100,000, something like that. So,
okay. Well, yeah, from the sound of that there, we shouldn't have much trouble giving you that. You know, you said it's usually around $10,000 to $15,000 for all your popcorn supplies up front when you guys get big shipment in. Okay. Yeah. Well, that shouldn't be too much of a problem there for us. We should be able to get you set up that. And then the equipment, I know you mentioned you're looking at possibly bringing that on down the line here. Did you have a specific time when you were looking to pull the trigger on that?
Well, we hope within 6 months to a year. Yeah.
Okay. And how would you rate your credit over there, the business credit?
Well, we got behind on some of our auto loans, so I don't know how that's going to affect our credit, but I'm just telling you that up front, you know, because keep the business running with the cash flow, so sometimes we got behind on auto loan or so. I'm just okay. telling you that up front, you know, so.
Oh, no, that helps a bunch, you know. And,
I can lie to you, I guess.
No, of course, I understand that, and that actually wouldn't be a problem either way, because we offer programs here for all ranges of credit tiers, you know, from the highest as A to the lowest, you know, down there at D, so either way, we can find you something to get you set up over here. But really, when it comes down to all of your supplies for the popcorn, that really shouldn't be a problem at all. And to get you started and be able to, you know, get you qualified for what you're pre-approved for and give you the ability to kind of just shop around like you're looking and be able to know how much you can spend and be able to go to all the vendors and price out everything. We just need to get the few things in over here. And mainly we can start off with the application process, and that's just a short one-page app. And then 6 months of your most recent bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
And then just a quick question. Do you guys have any other capital loans or anything like that out right now?
Yeah, we have one with, what's it called? I can't
remember. Oh, is it Cabbage?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yep.
Okay. Is that the only one, or you guys have a few out?
Well, we have our popcorn equipment on lease with the company. So, and I can't think of that one, what the name of that one is, but.
Okay, no worries there. And on the Cabbage, how much do you guys owe on that, you think?
That I don't.
Okay, no worries.
Sure.
If you could, though, just to help us out over here, expedite the process and all, do you think you might be able to get your hands on the front page of that loan agreement for the Cabbage loan?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to my wife. She manages that or deals with that. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, we could get started here just to get a little bit of paperwork in. I can shoot you over through email the short list of documents.
Yeah, my email address.
Is it still SoCup Auctions at AOL?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work, okay. So I'll shoot over that to you right now after we get off the phone here. You know, once we get it back in, we'll be able to actually have you hard numbers within 24 hours of receiving it. So after that, you guys can go and start getting all your all of the materials ordered and everything for the popcorn. When do you think I might be able to have that back to me? Or get that back over here?
Well, we'll see. We're very busy because we're getting ready for a show this coming weekend again. So, but I don't know. I suppose within a day or two, I guess, possibly. So.
Okay, well, I'll shoot it over to you right now. And if you can just respond and let me know you did receive it, that way, you know, I know that you got it over there. And then we can go from there. I'll hopefully see you back, maybe back by the end of the day today or maybe tomorrow. And if not, I'll probably give you a call tomorrow afternoon, see how everything's going over there, make sure you don't have any questions.
Okay.
All right, Kurt. Well, we will get you set up on all that stuff over here, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, talk soon.
Bye.